With the latest North Queensland news, I'm Ben Johnson. A 66-year-old Mount Louisa man who was thrown from his motorbike is still in a critical condition. The crash happening around 6 last night along Bundock and Stagpole Street. It's believed he was thrown after his bike hit a bit of concrete debris left on the road. Forensic investigators are asking for any witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage to contact them. There's calls to extend a pilot program helping Townsville Defence personnel get work after leaving. The Veteran Employment Pathway program has been running since July. Hinchinbrook MP Nick DiMeo says it can be difficult for them to transition to work outside of defence.
It's very hard to find roles that are town-based or city-based because you've been so used to working in that very institutionalised environment.
The 80K Brumby Zone at Bluewater will be gone during the day tomorrow. The speed to increase through the popular section of the Bruce back up to 100. More rural and regional students could be choosing to study in Townsville. The federal government announcing a boost to try and improve tertiary education participation for people outside of the major cities. Education Minister Dan Tehan says $92 million will be spent on supporting more students across a couple of universities.
We're giving extra funding to the Sunshine Coast University, to the Central Coast Medical School at the University of Newcastle, for Central Queensland University and for James Cook University. They all have campuses spread across the region. We want to support them and make sure they continue to grow.
And ANU astronomer Dr. Brad Tucker is in the north answering questions on the universe. There's a free lecture on from 6 and stargazing from 7 at Townsville High tonight. Register through the ANU website. In local sports, Jonathan Thurston is joining other Queensland greats to lead the next generation in the state of origin. He's going to be taking on a coaching role for the Maroons for next season, joining Billy Slater, Justin Hodges and Petro Sivanisiva. And the Blackhawks preseason, with a new coach at the helm, has begun. Aaron Payne sitting the boys down for a talk before they hit the paddock yesterday. It's a mix of familiar and new faces for the 2019 lineup. Payne taking over as head coach after Christian Wolf took up a role with the Newcastle Knights. Get smart news whenever you want. Just download the Triple M app and subscribe to Townsville News.